Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, also our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working out there in the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can listen to the show over there. You can get the podcast over there. And you can also take advantage of some things over there, like MyPillow, Relief Factor, and even buying a car from Moss Nissan. All right, joining us right now from California, IA, it's the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Everybody is saying hello because it's a nice night here. It's clear skies, not a cloud in the sky right now. And it's 74 degrees where I'm at. How about you?
Well, it's actually getting pretty cold tonight, Captain. It's about 55 degrees as we await the big storm for Southern California.
That's what I'm hearing. And by the way, they're talking about 6 to 8 feet of snow in the mountains in the Sierra Nevadas. And that's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. And it's going to drop down to very low levels, too, we understand.
3,000 feet.
That's right.
Yep. But the higher it goes, the more snow you're going to get.
Yep, that's right. So, especially for the passes and all.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
We'll tell everybody more about that as well, because the grapevine may come into play here as well.
Yeah, and Tehachapi and all that good stuff. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because of our great, 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 great country, which was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start tonight with the news about Mark Meadows, who is... by a vote of 9-0, according to the House panel, the January 6th House panel, is going to be recommended for contempt charges. We'll see how that works out. The same thing as what happened to Steve Bannon.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I think his trial is going to be now set for July, I believe.
It's July 18th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. July 18th, exactly. Well, of course, this also, Captain, becomes a part of the narrative, as it were, the news story that the January 6th the Democrats want to get out there, because they know as this goes through 2022, they want a lot of focus to be on that and not on the run up to the 2022 elections, for one thing.
All right, now we're going to go right to the telephone line because we have a caller on the line, and you'll never guess who it is, but I think you probably will. It's Mike in Clearwater. So, Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? You know what?
We're doing.
Well, I'm doing too, Captain and Kyle. But, you know, earlier when President Biden took office, I told both of you I was terrified. What a wonderful thing Senator Joe Manchin has turned out to be. Apparently,
and who told you it was going to be that way?
Well, you did, Captain.
Thank you.
You know, Kyle, here's the thing, Kyle. You know, he's apparently dug in his heels. He's told him, I don't like the price tag on this thing. I'm not going to vote for it. And apparently the Democrats are in a emergency damage control. You know, the president's trying to get him to change his mind. They're having all these meetings. So I just hope that Senator Manchin still sticks to his heels and doesn't vote for this, because now they're saying if it doesn't get done by the end of this month, the IRS, you know, if they pass it, they need time to prepare the checks and get the money ready to go. I don't think it's going to happen. What do you think, Kyle? Because I think that Senator Joe Manchin is a reasonable Democrat, not a radical Democrat, and he realizes how what a nasty thing this bill is. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. And, yes, I think Senator Manchin almost single-handedly is holding a lot of this up, but he certainly is bringing the spotlight onto the real bad parts of this bill. And one of the things that he has going for him, he's got a lot of political cover from his own state. Because nobody wants this thing in his state, so that empowers him. So this is maybe a lesson in democracy, maybe, for the Joe Biden administration. But the more that this happens, the more political cover these senators will get. And guess what, folks? Wherever you're listening in the country, you can let your senator know how you feel about it by dialing 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And the more that this is talked about, the worse it's going to get for the Democrat Party elite who are trying to ramrod this thing through.
But he's not by himself. He has John Tester, probably again in Montana,
right.
And he has Kyrsten Sinema over in Arizona. So there's three of them. It's not just Manchin.
Well, exactly. But he's kind of become the focal point. He's become public enemy number one for the Democrat Party elite, basically, because no amount of arm twisting, no pressure point seems to have worked. And that's in our favor. And we salute him and the others who are resisting that.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And it's Tuesday, so you know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Mr. Kyle, I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, folks, don't panic. Don't panic for you last-minute shoppers that wait till the last minute to buy something for Christmas. I got a solution. MyPillow.com is the website to go to. Take a look at the several hundred items that are on there. There's something for everybody on that website. Believe me when I tell you, including your dog or cat. And I'm not making that up either. Go to MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that's there on the homepage, and after you get done doing that, go over to the Radio Listener Specials page and take a look at what's over there, because you'll find some insanely low prices marked down as much as 75% off a number of items. And all you have to do to get those low prices, it'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code will always be Captain. The promo code will always be Captain. Now, if you don't want to do business on the Internet, and a lot of people don't, they're afraid their stuff will get stolen, give them a call. On the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. And happy shopping and Merry Christmas to everybody. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, this it's a shame about Mark Meadows. He's really a nice guy. I like him. And they're going after him because they're trying to get to Trump any way they can. And they think that he's got possibly some information that's going to lead them to Trump. And to that, I say they're out of their mind. And I just hope that these people get found out for the real jackasses that they are, especially Swalwell and the other guy from California there with what we call him, Pencilhead.
Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff. Well,
Petzelnik.
Well, you know, but you know, Captain, I have no idea why somehow, you know, they're going after Mark Meadows, but yet the Congress, if they're really interested to figure out if somebody's getting influenced or anything like that, how about Eric Swalwell with the whole
fun with the stuff Chinese spy?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, that to me seems like a real problem. I got to tell you, you know, but yet they just look the other way. He's not off the Intelligence Committee, mm-hmm. as far as I know, and why Pelosi would keep him there, given mm-hmm. the what we know, this is absurd.
All right, well, we got to talk about the weather, and we got to talk about President Joe Biden again, who has blamed the devastating tornado outbreak that struck multiple states last week on climate change. And, of course, he called it a hurricane when he first started talking about it. Now, we're going to get into the weather here tonight, and we're going to tell you about an advancing cold front that's headed into the warmer temperatures and vice versa, and some winds that are coming across and all that. We can see another developing system, Kyle, right now that's approaching the same areas that just got hit, possibly over the weekend.
Yes, that's right. All through that region, exactly.
Yeah. So they might get a double whammy here. I'm not wishing anything upon them. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying you folks need to pay attention to the weather. Like right now, because you got a 2 or 3 day warning again as to what could be coming your way.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. So meteorologist Joe Bastardi from weather.com fired back at President Joe Biden for seemingly blaming the devastating tornado outbreak on climate change. And he said there's no way in the world, and he proceeded to explain it, not only in his interview that I saw with Tucker Carlson, but also he wrote an article about it on weather.com.
Yes, he did, and he went after Joe Biden for what he called the weaponization of tornadoes, and the fact that actually it's the activity is actually less this year, evidently.
That's right.
What he's doing, though, Captain, is he's actually looking at the meteorological data and the history, and in fact, if anybody out there thinks, well, he's just anti-Biden or whatever, well, he actually called out Donald Trump as well.
Sure.
During his tenure in the Oval Office. So this is someone who's looking at, as I said, the meteorological data.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, Captain, when you have this terrible tragedy, it's so obvious that somebody's now trying to use it
yeah.
for political gains.
And for the people that remember this name, Joe Bastardi, he was a doctor with Dr. Joel Myers, a doctor of weather, I guess, is what they were. But they started AccuWeather. Remember that?
Yep, AccuWeather, yeah.
Yep, and then Joe went off on his own after he broke off from AccuWeather and started weather.com.
Well, that's right. Well, what's happening, though, now, Captain, is that weather, and especially in regards to quote-unquote climate change, is now really becoming a party position. It's no longer, in other words, we hear from, well, we're going to listen to the scientists on COVID. Why don't we listen to the meteorologists on weather? But it doesn't fit their political uh-huh. position. So that's a huge problem.
Now, Janice Dean came out and just laid it out on the line again. She responded to Chris Cuomo's Fox weather bitch attack and says, legal action will be forthcoming against the Cuomo crime family. Good for her.
Well, you know, Captain, she's not pulling any punches
at all,
and she believes that in tallying up what she calls his potential crimes, she's talking about could even fall under the RICO Act, which is the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act.
Yep, and she is a firefighter's wife, and I'll tell you what, folks, you don't want to mess with a police officer's wife or a firefighter's wife when they're in defense mode. You don't want to do it.
No, not at all. But also, Captain, one of her primary focus is back during the spring last year when she talks about the fact that some 9,000 COVID-infected patients went back into the nursing home.
Yes.
And, of course, her in-laws were among those who died.
That's right, and that's such a terrible shame.
It
all
is.
All because of Cuomo and what he did, and then he lied about it, and they found out that the death toll was even higher than what he said.
That's right. And this is why she's on a mission. I think it's very personal, And also, I think she wants to get to the bottom of this.
Now, I'm going to talk about something here, and it's not going to sound very nice for the folks that are hoping for the best in Kentucky and wherever else they're doing search and rescue across the four-state area where the tornadoes went through. But I was talking to some people yesterday that were leaving my general area with the cadaver dogs, and they're in my – I have two people that have the dogs that live in my area – right where I live, and they took the dogs and headed up to Kentucky, and search and rescue units plus recovery, of course, is still going on, but they've also taken now the cadaver dogs in there looking for human remains because they want to get them out as soon as they can get the family, the victim that the people are looking for, and there's still about 100 people or so that are missing, presumed dead in this debris. Now, I don't know if you saw it or not, but the death toll across the four-state area is now up to 88. Of course, the highest death toll, 74, is in Kentucky.
That's right, Captain. One of the other things that they're racing against, obviously, too, is time, and that's because each night it gets very, very cold.
Yeah.
And so you're exposed to the elements. If you are in the rubble and alive, you've got dehydration, and then you've got, of course, the elements to deal with, in addition to whatever injuries, obviously, that someone would have.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about your state for a minute, because I could not believe my ears when I heard that California and Governor Gavin Newsom was once again going to force everybody to wear masks. And it doesn't matter whether or not you're vaccinated or not. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, you just suddenly went crashed on me. It doesn't matter if you are vaccinated or not. You are going to have to wear a mask.
Well, that's exactly right. And that just came down earlier yesterday, Captain, on Monday. It's going to go into effect on Wednesday. And it's going to be at least for a month till January the 15th. Captain, I don't know anybody who's really behind this at all. It just seems like it's out of the blue. They say the cases are up some 47% since Thanksgiving. But, Captain, so many people have gotten vaccinated. They've gotten boosted. And for this to come down the pike now, and guess how they did it? They had the medical spokesperson come out on the phone interview. I don't think they even did it on camera. So this is just how much they know it's going to be so popular, as it were.
How are they feeling in California feeling about that recall now?
You know, Captain, I think that's really starting to hit home. You know, California,
they can do it again.
They can. They had a real opportunity. And one person actually told me this, Captain. Mm-hmm. They actually told me, they said, I didn't want to do a recall because they're elected for a term.
Okay.
So how do they feel now?
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, California IA. It's Tuesday, and you know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Storms unleashed devastating tornadoes late Friday and early Saturday across parts of the central and southern United States, collapsing buildings into twisted debris and claiming lives, with officials fearing the death toll could exceed 80 or more. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear calls it one of the toughest nights in Kentucky history.
I think it's going to be the longest and deadliest tornado event in U.S. history. We know that one of these tornadoes was on the ground over 227 miles, and Jake, 200 were in Kentucky. I've got towns that are gone, that are just, gone.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, declared in a new interview that the COVID-19 emergency is over and that he won't be implementing another statewide mask mandate in response to the spread of the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota that did that for us, and we appreciate that. And we'll probably see him for lunch today at Mission Barbecue. So if you want to meet Jeff from Sarasota, you can show up over there in West Waters here in Tampa. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. I talked yesterday to Pete. And Pete Talbot, and he was telling me about all the different things that he was up to right now, because it's not just about Relief Factor, but you need to go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out all the different things they have in there now. I'm surprised at some of the products that they've developed and that they're selling right now. And these are products that these people, the father and son, have made. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for well over 6 years. It's part of my health plan to keep the swelling and inflammation down out of my left leg, ankle, and foot, which is a problem that I've had ever since the World Trade Center. Now, I will tell you that if you're suffering from any type of pain, bursitis, arthritis, whatever the situation might be, this is something that will help you out with that because of the ingredients: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that all support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will also go straight to the source of the pain to help lower or even eliminate the pain altogether. And it will work, and it will help you. I can tell you that because it's doing it for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And remember, it also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the recovery, too, from whatever the injury is that you've had. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start, only $19.95. And you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. Try the three-week quick start, and then you'll know whether or not it'll work for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, there's some interesting polls that came out about Joe Biden and the Democrats yesterday, and I'm going to start with the first one. Most Americans say the economy is getting worse and inflation is the most serious problem they're having to deal with. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. Everybody I talk to, everything we see with our own eyes confirms that.
Now, what's the price of gasoline out there?
Well, let's see. It just depends on where you're at in Orange County and my area here, but it can range from $4.55 up to $4.75, basically.
And somewhere out there, it's $5 plus, right?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, there was a poll that came out, the Economist YouGov poll, taken prior to last week's release of the CPI index, that's a consumer price index, that showed that 53% of Americans said the economy was getting worse. Just 15% said the economy was getting better, and they must have all been stoned and on drugs. Now, inflation is at the heart of the economic concern. 56% of Americans say inflation is a very serious problem. Another 27% say it's somewhat serious, while 9% say it's not a problem at all.
Well, you know, I think, Captain, that so many people, even if they saw any wage increases, certainly if they got any stimulus checks, all that's been eaten up. You know, everything is more expensive. And so people start to plan their lives accordingly, whether or not they're going to go out to eat, whether or not they're going to buy any other big-ticket items. Mm-hmm. Go try buying a used car. And for the miles that you get,
it's up 25 to 30%.
That's precisely correct. And so a lot of people will say to themselves, I guess I'll fix my car for now. I'm not going to buy a car at these days. Because now you're getting mm-hmm. cars that are so high mileage mm-hmm. and you're paying thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of dollars for it.
But on the other hand, if you have a vehicle that's in good shape, you can get an extra 25 to 30% above whatever the book value is that you find in the Kelley Blue Book.
That's exactly right. But so at the same time, though, is that it's, people are just wondering, you know, is it going to be worth it for them? Because the product that they can get maybe has a lot more miles than they really wanted to start with, maybe, let's say.
Yeah. Now, President Joe Biden's disapproval numbers have hit a high when respondents to an ABC Ipsos poll, that's a liberal poll, right?
Right.
Were asked about his handling of critical issues such as inflation and crime. Now, the poll found that a majority, 69% of respondents, disapproved of how Biden was handling the rising inflation, while only 28% approved of the way he was handling it. In addition, 56% of the voters believe Biden is not concerned at all about inflation, ignoring the American people. Now, that's not good for him at all, and that was a Sunday Trafalgar poll.
Well, right, Captain, one of the operative things here is whether or not people think Biden even cares. This is certainly a major issue because if people don't feel that the president, whoever the president is with them in their struggles, it's going to reflect very, very badly. The one thing, just to compare to the previous president, President Trump, I think a lot of people felt like he actually understood what it was they were going through, and that's why he was making the moves he was making. President Biden and the Biden Politburo, as it were, just seem to be so disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to care. And they seem to say, oh, if gas is too high, go buy an electric car. You know, it's
yeah, $67,000, go buy an electric car. And oh, by the way, you'll get a $12,500 tax credit for buying that $67,000 car. Doesn't mean you'll get $12,500 back either.
Well, that's true. Or also trying to tell you, don't believe your lying eyes with what you see of crime. Don't believe your lying eyes with the inflation. You know, it's all fine and just stay the course. But there's no course. That nobody has the tiller, at least what the American people might think, because it just seems like we're drifting and drifting, and they don't see a president who is actually trying to get in there, roll up his sleeves, and do something about it.
Well, the Labor Department announced that inflation has topped a 40-year high in November, surpassing the coronavirus, crime, and immigration as the nationals national top concern. Of that by a vast majority of voters that say Biden is not concerned. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Durable goods, the inflation rate on durable goods, broke an all-time 1970s high, and prices jumped 14.9%.
Americans, Captain, even over the last 40 years, had hoped that we had left all that stuff in the rear-view mirror.
We did under Trump.
Of course we did. But it took Reagan to come in and actually, right the ship, basically. And then Trump, you know, came in and was able to do amazing things with enormous headwinds. And that isn't even a big enough word to say enormous headwinds. He was able to do great things. Imagine, Captain, if he didn't have those headwinds.
Yep.
It would be a different story.
And then you've got one of our resident liberal television co-host morons, Joy Behar from The View, who came out and said she's so afraid that the schools, because of all these protests in the schools with the parents, could be segregated again. That they could take the schools and have whites only schools and leave the blacks in the dust. What the hell is her problem?
Well, it's just that. She just has some kind of problem. Evidently she's predicating this on the idea of the Supreme Court and their recent decisions, or not decision, but the indications on Texas abortion law and so forth. And then
that has nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin.
Well, this is why she's trying to connect all this, I think. Then she suggested that states are going to begin racial segregation and get rid of the Brown v. Board of Education decision, and that's why the Supreme Court needs changing, or this kind of stuff. Captain, I mean, this is, we can't get a radar fix on Joy Behar.
No, we can't.
No, I mean, it's just nonsense. This is only designed to rile people up and make them mad about something that doesn't even exist, and try to concatenate all this stuff together is ridiculous in the extreme.
And try to what?
Just to add it all up.
No, you used the word. What was that? I got to hear this big.
Concatenate, I think.
Oh my goodness! All right, that's a big word. We got to record that one for later use.
Yeah, but it's so ridiculous. But yet, you know, a lot of this stuff is about ratings. It's about, you know, get my name out there and all this stuff.
Yeah, and folks, we're getting ready to go to break and come back with the Truckers Highway and Fiber Report. And I'm telling you, there is a major storm out west in the Sierras, headed for the Rockies and points east. And out in front of that, coming towards the upper Midwest right now. And if you're on, let's put it this way, if you're on I-70, if you're on I-40, if you're on I-35, you're going to have some problems. And I-25 problems, I-15 problems, I-5 problems, and even I-10. We'll let you know all about that in a little bit. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
see, bringing you in, waking everybody up tonight. Shot in the dark. What do you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that. That's really cool.
Did you know what that was when it started?
Once it started getting into the song, yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't guess it with the first clue I gave you. It had to, because all it was he just started in with that guitar chord, and then away they went. But I'm telling you, that's getting down.
Well, and really, I mean, they had a way of doing that, and have a way of doing that, but just that nobody else can really do it just like they do.
Now, I want to read this real quick and then give it to you. A strong storm is going to continue to impact the West today before moving from the southern Rockies across into the plains to the upper Midwest on Wednesday. Now, storm total snowfall is expected to top out at several feet across the mountains on the Great Basin with excessive rainfall in Southern California that may lead to flash flooding and debris flows. Now, the high winds out in front of this are going to spread from the southwest all the way to the Great Lakes, and there's going to be some bad weather in this over the next day or two or three.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we are going to start in the Southern California area tonight.
And take your shovel with you.
Well, that's right, because people are getting sandbags. They're having to sandbag in a lot of areas in anticipation of the rain that's going to be bringing in perhaps several inches of rain in some areas, especially in the mountains and foothill areas, up in the higher elevations, and even down to about 3,500 feet or so. We're going to see a lot of snow, so this is a blessing and a curse at the same time. We want to get a snowpack, but it's all coming at such a one fell swoop that it's really starting to impact travel as people go around the state. So definitely you want to be aware if you're going to be heading through California and you're going to be going through any of these mountain passes, be ready because you may get a lot of snow. Now also north of Los Angeles, the Grapevine may be impacted. Just a little while ago, Captain, they were looking at some winds picking up there, so that's bad for high-profile vehicles.
Good.
But if there is snow that's brought in from this storm as it's making its way through California, now mm-hmm. Southern California, they could have to close part of that and or bring people through in groups as they've done in the past. Also, people coming out of Sacramento heading towards Reno along I-80, you're definitely going to get snowed on up there. We got a lot of reports of people having to put chains on their vehicles and so forth, and so a lot of people have never had to do that before, so you can imagine what that's like. But this these storms that are coming in are definitely going to be a wallop for California, but the good news is it should start to clear out as we head into Wednesday, so that's a good thing. Now, also, Richard the Marine chiming in tonight as well, Captain,
yep.
from his vantage point up there on the central coast of Oregon, and he's looking at rain that's turning into snow because it's about 33 degrees
right.
where he's at, and he's saying 36, and so that's what's happening there.
Right on that line,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But now, also, up in northern Idaho, near 4th of July Pass, 27 degrees, folks. It looks like they've got some clearing out maybe tomorrow or so on Tuesday, but also up on I-80, as I said, Sacramento to Reno, they're looking at snow. Snoqualmie Pass, this is looking at about 29 degrees right now, Captain. They're reporting bare and wet pavement, but some light snow. Traction tires are going to be required there. And Cabbage, looks like it's 32 degrees. They've got some spots of ice on the road.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to carry your chains for that.
Yeah, and by the way, going west out of Boise tonight on 84, there's a couple of pockets of where it's snowing right now, and they do have a winter storm warning up there as you climb out of Boise and head up towards the mountains up there to get up towards Cabbage and then go back down into Oregon, which is not looking too bad. All right, here we go. North Dakota. We've got some very uncertain weather up there with some wind blowing, and it looks like as if the snow from the west is going to move over to the east sometime in the next 12 to 24 hours. We've also got a lot of wind tonight in Nebraska, the southern half of Nebraska, I-80 south, all the way down to, let's see here, down to Kansas, down to Oklahoma, down to I-40, almost all the way to Oklahoma City on I-40. A lot of wind in the Texas Panhandle up there, Amarillo, Lubbock, Plainview. We've got fog, of all things, from San Antonio south down to Galveston and then down towards the Mexican border. So fog down there, and that's because of the temperature that's about to change, going from warm to cold, right?
That's right.
Okay, now, moving over to the east, it's looking fairly good right now, all the way across the areas that have just been hit by the tornadoes. However, you need to pay attention to this system that's coming your direction, because this is going to become a moisture maker. The question is, what's it going to be?
That's right.
Yeah. Right now, I would say it would be wind and rain, which is not going to be good for the areas that don't have roofs and whatnot.
Well, no kidding. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what we got right now. Got a little bit of wind up there. North of Cape Cod, up towards Boston, up along the main coast, a little bit of wind up there right now. So, Kyle, tell us about the Flying J and the pilot.
All right, folks. Well, wherever you're driving around the highways and byways, especially in this cold, wintry weather, you're going to find a nice hot cup of coffee at the Pilot of Flying J. We think that you're going to agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. So be sure to pull in to the Pilot of Flying J. And when you do, be sure to join the Drivers Club. You're going to start earning points for all the things that you buy, whether it be food or fuel or supplies. You're going to build up those points. You can track them with the My Rewards Plus app. You definitely want to download that. And also, don't forget, pro drivers, you're going to start earning 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. Now, try that at 15 with the other guys. So you definitely want to check out the Pilot Flying J if you have not already joined the Drivers Club and start getting those benefits today. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And you might want to get a hold of a Pilot Flying J fuel card, too, because if you do, your points will automatically be put on there. You'll know what's going on all the time. You get discounts, the more fuel you buy, the cheaper it gets, so it can save you a bunch of money.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And also, if you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can use their locations function. You can tap in where you are, and it's going to show you the locations that are going to be nearest you, so you can plan your trip accordingly.
Yeah. All right. Here comes the music. Hold that thought, and we're going to get this in this time, Kyle. So here we go. Today is Tuesday, and we all know what that means around here.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.